Dubfod goes hard.
I call you done. I call you doggone. You come down from your place of authority, destroyer. You come down and you crawl on your belly like God commanded you when he put his foot on your head in the Garden of Eden. You will destroy through COVID-19. No more!
No more. No more.
It...
No more.
...is finished.
Finished.
It is over. And the United States of America is healed and well.
Thank you.
Again.
Praise.
Saith the mighty.
Hallelujah.
Spirit.
Glory.
Internet radio program. I am Mike, and joined, of course, by my good friend, Mr. Drunkard STL, on the Twitters.
This guy.
Also joining us via Skype, the king of pranks, the albino alligator, popcorn bitch, Coach T,
yep.
Jaguar impressive,
Travi P pants.
Travi P pants. Did I miss any, Travis?
That might cover all of them.
Guys, Travis Hulse is here. Hello, Travis.
Hello. Thank you for letting me enter
producer
your ear
Travis,
hole this
week. Did we miss that one?
What happened?
Producer Travis.
Yeah. At Produce Travis on Twitter.
If you Travis the Magnificent. I think we missed that one.
Reach out to him. Let him
Mano,
know.
Mano Spice.
Travis, my wife, she's working from home now, and it's... affecting my whacking time. I feel like I'm ornery lately because I'm not getting my whackings in.
You can't jag it while she's at work?
No, well, here's the thing, Drop. Like, secret sneaky whackings, they happen.
Sure.
And I thought that I kind of enjoyed it because, you know, I like
the danger.
But I don't.
Yeah.
Why is it dangerous? Like, who cares if she knows you're doing it?
I mean, I don't want her to catch me whacking, Travis.
Maybe she'll start, you know.
She'll be like, what are you doing in here? It's just whacking.
Yeah, just taking care of business. Maybe. Why? You want to help? That's what you say.
Is that what you do? That's smooth daddy Travis, huh? Is that what you do?
I was about to say, maybe she...
You say, well, you want to come in here and help me out here?
Yeah.
Finishes
do you want to take care of this? Because it's not taking care of itself.
And then you know what she's saying? No.
Yeah, so you, get out of here and let me finish.
You look ridiculous.
Yeah, so walk out of the room. Nobody invited you in here.
You look ridiculous in here.
Yeah. Okay, bye now.
See, but Travis, I like the secret stuff, like when they're like, you know, mom will be home soon, so we gotta be careful. You know, I like that.
Oh, yeah. I like the stuff like under the table.
Yeah, under the table stuff. That's good stuff.
Yeah. Yep. That's good fun. I like it very much. I saw a video, I don't know, a couple months ago where somebody was making dinner and they were actually like doing it right over like the island in the kitchen. Nobody caught them doing it.
I think they were right there. The real reason. Because your porn computer is right in front of her desk.
My porn computer is right in front of her desk, drunk.
Use your phone.
Right.
Yeah, or, but then you just you have that little screen, Travis.
Or how about, you know, your imagination?
Imagination, drunk.
Imagination hasn't worked since I was 15.
I haven't used that in years. Yeah. Like, can you imagine whacking to a Playboy at this point, drunk?
Oh, no moving images?
Like, ooh, boobs, neat. Who cares?
I do like looking at them, but they do not do anything. You know?
It doesn't move at all.
No, it doesn't.
We're desensitized is what we are.
Yep. As soon as they put porn in our fingertips, it's game over.
The secret whacking, that's where it is now. I guess Travis has a family, man. I'm not saying anything out of school to you. When was the last time you just had like a good romancing of yourself? Like when you were able to really, really let loose.
Do you like light a candle and stuff?
I do. I really explore the space, drunk.
Put some background music on, some of your favorite boner jams.
Travis, speaking of background music, did you know that R. Kelly has a Christmas album?
A new one?
Well, I mean, it came out in like 2016, but it's new to me.
Oh, new to you. Yeah, I thought you were saying he had a new Christmas album.
No, yeah, it's called Here I Am in Prison.
He has like a song called Mrs. Santa Claus.
And Holidays in the Hole.
See, they all are pretty much just R. Kelly songs, but like he just a little bit peppers in some Christmas.
Yeah, he's like banging around the mistletoe or like he's getting his groove on by the Yule log.
Yeah, I mean, he definitely brings up mistletoe and just like, I'm coming home for Christmas and, you know, I'm going to see my lady. I'm going to love her right. And it's like all he really did is say, I'm coming home for Christmas. And then it's all just a fuck jam.
And then an R. Kelly song.
Right.
Let me set the scene for you. It's a winter wonderland. Now I'm going to get my fuck on.
That's exactly right, does. Travis. It's fucking, but in the wintertime is what it mm-hmm. is.
We went sledding today, had some hot chocolate. Now let's roll in the hay.
Pepper in a little bit of Christmas.
Well, let's tag these with the holiday season.
Because, Travis, I don't know if you know this, but the Christmas music market, you wouldn't think it would be.
Oh, people are rabid for that shit.
They are. And like, every fucking store...
They want some hot chocolate.
...wants to play music through, what, like, from Thanksgiving on? No, did they even play it earlier than that?
I was about to say, it's usually after Halloween.
Yeah, right. Some of them start early.
Like November 1st, it just boom.
Yeah, it starts. But I feel like Thanksgiving is the real kickoff. That's when like the pyro goes off and there's like a parade where they're lighting candles and they're saying they're so excited because it's time to unleash 15 different serious Christmas music channels.
And everybody just sings the same ones for the most part. Like
Hallmark made 70 movies for this year's Christmas alone.
70?
70.
65 of them star Danica McKellar.
Which one's Danica McKellar?
Winnie Cooper.
I was about to say, yeah.
Oh, fuck. Was she in a bunch of them?
Yeah. Oh, she's like one of the go-to Hallmark stars.
It's like you're making a Hallmark movie, you call her first.
Yeah, it's if you're not calling Danica McKellar, you're calling Lacey Chabert.
And then the you know, people that used to be on Days of Our Lives and shit.
Of course.
Fucking
Dean Cain was usually in one.
Travis, Mariah Carey makes so much money off that goddamn All I Want for Christmas.
That one song. That
she has one song Travis.
Parading it out every Christmas.
That is on a whole Christmas album.
Yeah, but do you know any of the other ones? She just sing a bunch of standards drunk? Does she do the rape one?
Baby, it's Rudolph cold outside. I don't think she does that one, but I mean, my mom owns the album, so I've heard it.
Yeah.
Hey. Oh, she owns it?
Yeah.
Travis, since 1994, that goddamn song every year charts. Every year they put it back on the Billboard charts. They're like, oh, fucking Mariah Carey again.
It's crazy. That's like, would you say that is the most successful, popular, modern day Christmas song? Like, right? Like, I mean,
maybe just fuck Christmas song, probably song.
Yeah, because I mean, you go back.
Because they crank it out every year.
Your originals. Baby, It's Cold Outside, Winter Wonderland, Rudolph the Red, all the Burl Ives shit. Jingle you got bells. All that stuff.
Feliz Navidad, Travis?
Yeah, but there's no match for Mariah Carey's fucking All I Want for Christmas song. Nothing has come even close in decades.
Every year. And they try. And I think that people have like quiet success with their Christmas songs. Because, I mean, everybody's putting out goddamn Christmas albums, and they have to be making money off of it.
But nobody's penetrated the zeitgeist quite like that song. I think the closest we've gotten is that song from the Home Alone soundtrack, Somewhere in My Memory. I think that's probably as close as we got to a modern Christmas classic.
Yeah, but I don't even think so, because when I bring up that song, they're like, if I don't say the Home Alone song, people look at me like I got two heads.
But they know it.
I don't know what song that is. Well, yeah, you do, because you fucking watch the movie every year.
Yeah, right, exactly.
And the song is stupid for the most part, Travis. It's just like, hey, I don't want all this stuff, and she lists stuff she doesn't want. And then she says, I want you.
And it doesn't have to be complicated. Yeah. Simple is better. That's what people like.
It's Christmas, guys. And exactly.
That's why R. Kelly should have just said, the only thing I want for Christmas is you wrapped up under my tree.
Santa Claus.
Hands tied behind your back, scraped up knees, something like that.
While they're playing the Mariah Carey song, everybody is out in Walmarts buying a bunch of useless shit for people. They're missing the whole point. They're listening to that song and say, oh, I love this song. Well, meanwhile, they're buying a Keurig.
Yeah, they got their third Instapot.
Drunk, all you should want for Christmas is your loved one.
What if you don't have a loved one?
Well, then you got to buy a Keurig. Fill that void in your heart.
I don't feel like necessarily that Mariah Carey was singing to a loved one. I was thinking maybe that she was singing to somebody she would like to love on.
Well, that's a loved one of sorts, right, Travis?
Well, I mean, so you're telling Drunk he should be only wanting his loved one. What if Drunk wants another? What if he wants some side action? What if there's a gal out there that he's like, all I want for Christmas is you? That could be a thing.
But then you got to buy her a Keurig.
Well, I mean, whatever it takes to get in dem pants, am I right?
Travis, I bought Amy Pogue a turtle for Christmas, and she laughed at me.
Is that the same girl you bought the Precious Moments for?
It was a turtle. It was a turtle. And I put it in her bag, and she found it.
You're buying your potential ladies too many presents before you're with them.
She went and got Lindsay Harrison and showed it to her, and then they both laughed at me together.
Yeah, how did they know that it was you that gave it to her?
Because I told her.
Well,
did you like that turtle? That was me that shoved it in your bag.
Well, Travis, she brought...
And what grade was this?
She brought her turtles for show and tell one week and said that she had a turtle collection, Travis. So I retained that information, and I got her a thoughtful gift.
How old were you?
It was a third grade, so sad.
I can't believe third grade Mike didn't think to buy her a complete set of Ninja Turtles.
So was it like a plush turtle or an actual turtle?
Yeah,
it was
like a little metal turtle, like for her shelf of turtles.
Did your mom think that was a great idea when she took you to the store to buy it?
Yeah, she took me up to Nagel's, Travis. We picked out a turtle.
And moms are like that.
She's like, oh, she's going to love this.
Yep.
She didn't love it. I wonder if she even kept that turtle. I mean, like, she has a collection of turtles, I would imagine.
She probably put it in her collection.
You think that she threw it away because it came from Dork Mike?
No, she put it in her collection. If you're a turtle collector, you're going to take whatever turtle comes your way, regardless of the gifter.
What was her name?
Amy Pogue.
So what does Amy Pogue do now?
I don't know.
I bet she doesn't have an almost 500-episode podcast.
Oh, what do you mean? I don't know. You haven't looked her up on Facebook? Come on.
This is my legacy, bro. One day, folks will say, I wonder what Mike Moore's been doing all these years. And I can say, look, guys, I've been doing a podcast.
I have a podcast.
For like a really long time.
Oh, yeah. You're a successful brain surgeon? Well, guess what?
Guess
what? Episodes.
I got a podcast.
One time I interviewed the guy from Blues Traveler.
Baby. Jack off talk every week for 500 episodes.
You brought up the Ninja Turtles, Travis. And I saw on...
Do you think she still has the turtle?
She probably got rid of her turtle collection. She's a jet setter. She's around the world.
Grew out like she probably became a. Well, I know she became a mom. She got pregnant in high school.
Dodge the bullet.
Yeah, she's probably got trucker hips now.
Do you think that like when she became a mom, she did away with her turtle collection, or do you think
must let go of childish things?
She probably put them in like a box and kept them, right? Put them in their closet.
Oh, yeah.
You don't just throw away.
I know this chick that's been collecting owls since about the same age.
Say that again.
Owls.
Owls?
Say it again one more time.
Owls. Real quick.
Say it in a sentence.
I know this chick that's been collecting owls since about the same time.
Are you having problems with the way he's saying owls, Travis?
The first time, I feel like he's coming around. The first time I have a problem.
So you tipped him off that you were...
He's enunciating it. I'm gonna pepper this into the next few episodes just to, without you knowing, just to see if you'll say it the way you said it.
What do you think I said? Owls. Owls.
I know this girl who collected owls. Owls.
Kind of like Mike was saying, Mictalica.
Like a bunch of folks, they whack off in the shower, right?
Yeah, that's my jam.
You're a shower whacker?
Well, yeah, if there's a house full of people. I have a waterproof phone.
You bring your phone into the shower with you, Travis?
Yeah, we just had this discussion. You can't use your imagination.
No, I mean, like, you watch your phone, okay, but you bring your phone into the shower? Did you purchase a waterproof phone?
All phones
for that reason.
No. I feel like it just transitioned into using a telephone when I purchased this last phone a few years ago. Then they said, hey, this is waterproof. And I was like, oh, shit.
Well, I'm going to test that fucker out.
All phones are waterproof, ain't they?
Some models are different types of waterproof. Like some are submergible up to like a foot for 30 seconds. Some you can just get wet and it's not a big deal. This one is a submergible one. You can put this one right underwater to clean off the screen. You just don't like drop it in a bucket and let it sit there.
Right.
You need a screen squeegee.
First thing I do when I buy a phone is I get a case because I'm not an idiot.
You're not an idiot. I've always said that about you.
A man on Twitter the other day ranked the Ninja Turtles, and he had Leonardo fourth, like the fourth best Ninja Turtle. And like Leonardo can't be the fourth best Ninja Turtle. He just can't.
Why?
I'd probably put him number four.
Would you really?
Yeah.
Okay, so he said Donatello first.
Right.
Ah, bullshit. That's stupid.
And I mean, like, you could make the case for Donatello because I guess Donatello, he's smart. He's fine at ninjin. You know, he does okay.
He's got that sweet bow staff.
And then I think he had Michelangelo second, which, Travis, I know this is going to sting you because Michelangelo is your favorite, right?
Michelangelo has been my favorite throughout life, right? But as I've gotten older, Raphael actually is probably my adult favorite because he's full of sass.
He's got sass, yeah.
All right. He ain't taking no bullshit.
And he can stab people, which, I mean, he doesn't, but he could.
Oh, he definitely could.
Michelangelo arguably has the shittiest weapon.
Nunchucks?
Of the four, I mean, size...
You ever see Bruce Lee with a pair of nunchucks? Motherfucker be knocking guys' heads in.
Yeah, I mean, Bruce Lee, he could fuck you up with a lot of things.
Are you saying Michelangelo's not as good as Bruce Lee?
In the chat, Lisa says $3.8 million per year Mariah makes for that song. That's about right.
Well, Kevin from The Office makes like over $1 million on Cameo. So.
I think I would argue.
Does he make $1 million?
They just said it just came out that Brian Baumgartner, who played Kevin on The Office, he is one of the most successful Cameo people and apparently cleared well over $1 million
Jesus in 2020. Christ.
And he in his fee for a Cameo is not crazy like Snoop Dogg's is like $1,200, but Brian Baumgartner is like $250.
I was about to say he probably keeps his shit reasonably priced.
He just says, "Hey, you remember that time I dropped the chili? Happy birthday."
So is that favorite moments in that whole fucking series.
Okay, so Donatello.
I would say Donatello's probably got the worst weapon.
I think he said Donatello, Michelangelo, Raphael.
Somebody has to have the worst weapon, dude.
I mean, I think the swords are the worst because he's never going to cut anybody.
Why? Yeah, but he could.
He could, but have you ever seen it? He's always hitting people with the sides of them. Yeah, at least Donatello can give somebody a concussion.
Oh, and he cuts ropes. So, like, if people are climbing ropes, he can cut the rope. He cuts things, but he doesn't cut people, Travis.
Right.
But, I mean, like, having a cutting weapon, that comes in handy for other things. But I guess...
I suppose, but Michelangelo can use his nunchucks. Like, if you're... You know that Tango and Cash moment where they escape prison? They slide down the electrical wires? Michelangelo's got that built in. He just flops those nunchucks over the top and slides right down.
Well, Travis, I feel
you're gonna
like...
You're going to do that with a sharp-ass sword?
The show needs to come to a consensus on the definitive best Ninja Turtles. So Leonardo, I don't think Leonardo can be the fourth best Ninja Turtle. I don't think that can be right.
Well, he's like all three of them, the leader, right?
He's the leader, yeah.
Yeah, but it's not about what you like, Travis. It's about who's the best Ninja Turtle. Michelangelo, he's the comic relief, but I mean, like, what does he really do other than all like right. be a goof and fuck around?
I guess if we're really ranking them by usefulness, Donatello is number one.
Okay,
because he's the computer guy.
In the movie he's not the smart guy, is he?
He's a smart guy. He makes machines. What?
He doesn't make machines. He does machines.
But like, did he make the van that shoots? Sewer lids
in the movie. Yep.
Like, how do they collect the sewer lids? And then, like, does the city come back and put more sewer lids?
When the city revamps the sewer lids, they just drop the old ones into the sewer.
In the movies, just Donatello and Casey Jones fucking ripping each other the whole...
That's in the original movies. They actually do explore Donatello's machine side more in the Michael Bay movies.
Gotcha. Yeah, I haven't seen the new TMNT.
Guys, I don't want to be a dick here, but I think Michelangelo is the worst Ninja Turtle.
Oh, I mean,
he likes pizza.
He has shitty nunchucks, which Bruce Lee can fuck you up with some nunchucks. But I like pizza. I like pizza too, drunk. About what we like. It's about who's the best Ninja Turtle.
And I hear what you're saying. Somebody's got to be the worst.
And Leonardo,
going by usefulness, Raphael and Michelangelo pretty much are tied because Michelangelo is just kind of a dipshit who's comic relief, and Raphael is just kind of an asshole who constantly goes against everything Leonardo's saying.
He's a contrarian prick.
He gets himself captured all the time.
Yeah, because he goes rogue, Travis. Yeah. Then you got to go find him. He's a pain in the ass.
Raphael for sure.
A little too Raph.
Okay, so Raphael's the worst Ninja Turtle.
Yeah.
But is Donatello, I mean, is he kind of like a puss?
Donnie's no puss.
I guess he's not really a puss, is he?
Donnie's no puss.
Usually the dorky nerd guy is a puss, but I guess Donatello, he can fucks with some folks.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Donatello's the best Ninja Turtle, isn't he, Travis?
Yeah, I think so. If we're really going by usefulness, I think so. I feel like Leonardo can't be the worst if you're talking about usefulness because he really does kind of hold everybody together when Splinter's not around.
Right.
I feel like he is the glue.
He bought into the program. I mean, like, he keeps fuckers on track.
Right.
So he's the second best Ninja Turtle?
Yeah. When Mikey's going off the rails with his jokes and shit and he's not taking anything seriously, Leo brings him back. When Raph's being a real prick... Leo tries to impart Splinter's wisdom into him, even though he'll still, you know, run away and get himself captured, and then they gotta fucking save him.
And do you believe that this guy had the fucking balls to say Leonardo was the worst Ninja Turtle, Travis?
I mean, not if we're going by usefulness. If we're going by the guy's personal opinion, it doesn't bother me at all. But if he's actually
his personal opinion, Travis, it's wrong.
Yeah, if he's talking about actual stats, like if you were playing a video game and they were ranking these guys, Leo's not last.
So Donatello, Leonardo, Michelangelo, Raphael, that's the definitive order. We're not talking about it anymore.
Done.
Yeah, what we're going to do, Travis, we're going to fucking write it down. We're going to put it in an envelope. We're going to mail it to ourselves.
Bam, copywritten.
Y'all motherfuckers know who the best Ninja Turtle is? We'll be like, yep.
We knew about it years ago.
Travis, the WFOD, proven number one Ninja Turtle.
We talked it out for 10 minutes.
Donatello. What we're going
to
do.
Now, I have a real hankering to do some machines now.
Oh, you want to do some machines? You want to up your usefulness, Travis?
Yeah. I got to get doing some machines.
So you do the machines, Travis, and they can't fucks with you. They'll be like, no. Hey, you were bad at that ninja in earlier. And you'd be like, okay, was it my best ninja in performance? No, but I made all the machines.
Did you see how I ninja'd last week? I know that doesn't matter. It's always current week.
What have you done for me lately,
doing
Travis?
Machines.
Yeah, he was up late doing machines. He didn't get a lot of sleep. And maybe his bow staff game was a little off.
Ain't none of his other brothers doing any machines.
Yeah, but fuck you. Can you do machines? You got a fucking van that shoots sewer lids? No. You ain't got shit. Except your goddamn nunchucks and your pizzas.
But here we are riding around in style in the fucking turtle van. The power van. Turtle power van. Who did that? Me.
I wonder how much money you could make on sewer lids.
Drunk. Donatello's better than Splinter.
Remember
Splinter
those,
didn't early, teach Donatello how to do machines. Splinter doesn't know shit about shit.
That shot the sewer lids.
What?
The early 90s car that shot the sewer lids.
Yeah.
You know everybody lost those sewer lids.
Oh, yeah.
I bet you can make some money on some sewer lids.
Just like...
if you had some laying around.
Like 3D print some sewer lids.
Yeah.
Oh, all those sewer... if you have the... original accessor, any of those projectiles, like those, if you have the actual toy with the lids and any of the projectiles, it's worth way more than it is without it.
Right.
Like way more.
In the chat, Lisa says, I love pizza, but I'm not useful. Don't sell yourself short, Lisa.
Then you're Raphael.
Yeah, I think you could probably find some uses. You don't sell yourself short. You know what I'm saying?
Do you fucks with machines?
Yeah. What you need to do is you need to learn to do some goddamn machines.
If you can't do machines, just be the glue that holds the family together. Machines?
Why do you got to do machines?
Yeah.
What the fuck else are you gonna do?
I'm a jokester that likes pizza, so I'm Mikey.
I guess I'm Raphael then, huh?
No, you're the leader. You're Leonardo, bro.
Which is not the best Ninja Turtle, which we've already learned. Travis, we're going to break.
Yep.
Tired of confusing jargon on your toilet paper offering mega rolls and jumbo rolls? What's the biggest available, you may ask? Well, we have an answer for you. Dixco presents the Monster Roll. This two-ply, dual-quilted, soft and sturdy shit paper is a quality you'll want to keep using for years to come. And good news! Our two-day delivery service will bring it to your door and carry it straight to where you want to make your dukes. Why? Dixco Monster Rolls are the size of a washer-dryer. Targets won't sell them. Amazon doesn't want them in inventory. But you will be satisfied knowing you have the absolute biggest roll on the market.
Honey, we're out of toilet paper.
Haha, you should have got the Dixco Monster Roll. Act now before you run out again.
Live. Online and on your smartphone.
Strangelabel.com.
Master Bruce, it appears the Penguin is loose, raining terror on Gotham. Shall I prepare the Bat Twitter?
Yes, Alfred.
Very well, Master Bruce. I will alert Master Dick as well.
All right, let's see here. Let's go with, hashtag, of course. Shit. I stand with Gotham. Yeah, looks good. Send.
Holy empty gesture, Batman! We've done it! Your hashtag activism, combined with my thoughts and prayers, have thwarted the Penguin. What should we do now? Should we make some memes or something?
Well, Robin, I don't know what you intend to do, but I personally am headed down to the Batcave to suck my own dick.
The situation is rapidly spinning out of control. Once again, WFOD. Wheelbarrow full of dicks.
I'm nervous, so nervous. I overeat, I lack purpose, and I'm only scratching the surface. And I'm not shelved, cause sex sells. But how long till I'm canceled? This is 30, fucking 30. I'm still here, I'm still dirty.
Benderman. Benderman.
I made it, I'm a flower. I don't sleep, I don't shower. I masturbate twice every hour. My band's sick, cause my head's sick.
So
I get drunk and I'm wrecked.
I bought my dad a Christmas present.
You do that every year?
Typically, Travis. But I don't even necessarily know if he's gonna like it, but I had to buy it because it was such a good deal.
Did you get him the Trump coins?
I got him that last year, actually, Travis.
Did you really?
Yeah, I did.
That's awesome.
That's funny, yeah. No, so here we go. Travis, Garth Brooks put out a box set. Now, Garth Brooks has put out a lot of box sets.
He sure has.
Fucking Garth Brooks keeps putting out these box sets, Travis. And I mean,
got all the same shit on it.
He's fucking giving it away, Travis. Okay, so it's 7 vinyl albums and 7 CDs. In a box set for $19.
No.
And Travis, he fucking put this out on Amazon. Okay, so what he said, and this is funny, he made a limited amount of these. He made 500,000 copies of these box sets.
That's a limited amount?
Yeah, he's only got 500,000 of them.
In our current music buying climate, that's a limited amount.
So I mean, to get 7 vinyl records for $19 is fucking crazy, Travis.
Well, that goes to show you how back when we were paying $16 to $20 per CD, we were being ripped off so heavily.
No, I mean, we're being ripped off, obviously. But,
so heavily. But I mean, like, it costs pennies to press a CD.
Yeah, it fucking, so this came up and it's like, hey, for $19, you can get 7 vinyl, and it's in like this beautiful holographic packaging, Travis. I have to buy this. I have to.
Is it like, if you turn it one way, it's Garth Brooks. If you turn it the other way, it's Chris Gaines?
No, it's actually like a dumb inside joke, Travis, where he's like an astronaut on the cover. Well, he's not even an astronaut. There's just an astronaut on the cover. And he said, oh, I played so many live shows that somebody told me once that I'd be the first guy to play on the moon. And so that's why he put that on the cover. Like, come on, Garth. Just put the typical picture of you in a cowboy hat doing fuck eyes. And put that on the cover, you know, with your little soul patch. Do that.
This is just, as far as I'm concerned, this is genius. Because, I mean, I haven't done the math on 20 times 500,000. But Garth Brooks knows that everybody who would actually want a Garth Brooks box set already owns the Garth Brooks box set. Say that 5 times fast, by the way. They own those. They already own all of the music that's on these. But he knows that if he puts some stupid hologram and puts on some kind of packaging different and just charges $20, every one of these goddamn things are going to sell.
So that's what he's doing. He's just tricking people into buying his shit again.
It's what Star Wars has been doing for decades.
Right.
Like, we know you already own all 3 of these movies. guess what? There's a new version.
I think now that you mention it, Travis, I've bought Garth Brooks' same fucking songs 4 times.
Of course.
I have a ton of Garth Brooks.
Mm-hmm.
Because you know what? Every now and then, Travis, you're just in the mood for it.
Hey, I have the Garth Brooks Sirius channel programmed into my truck because once in a while I like to hear And the Thunder Rolls.
And it's always on, Travis.
Certainly is.
What else are they going to play?
He'll play Benny and the Jets. You know, it's also music he likes to listen to. But if it's a Garth Brooks song, you're probably going to like it.
I'll tell you what, Travis. What I do is I pop on the Tom Petty channel pretty regularly. And I'm going to hear You Wreck Me while I'm out. I'm just mm-hmm. going to every yeah. time, probably something off Wildflowers that I'll like. Yeah, it's the same shit over and over again.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. And now I own it on vinyl.
You got it, baby.
Travis, so fucking Switzerland made a space Roomba. Did you see Switzerland's space Roomba?
I have not seen this.
There's a lot of space garbage, Travis, which I have suggested for a long period of time that we just launch all of our garbage out in space. Because yeah, there's a lot of space. Fuck it. Shoot it out there. Shoot it yep. far. Do if a you can good
shoot
job.
It, if you can shoot it out of the Earth's orbit, then who gives a fuck?
But like the Russian space station or like a Russian satellite or some Russian thing hit an American thing and they made a whole shitload of space garbage and their shit just floating all over the place. And they're worried that like, you know, somebody will shoot up one of their SpaceX things or something and hit some of this space garbage and it'll fuck it up. Isn't that what happened in that Sandra Bullock movie? Isn't that why George Clooney died?
Yeah. Gravity, when they were up there fucking around and then all the space garbage hit their shuttle.
There was space garbage.
Yeah.
And so Switzerland, they spent a whole bunch of money. Now, Switzerland, did they have, they don't have like a space program. They're not shooting rockets. I don't think.
I didn't realize that Switzerland had enough money to create anything that has to do with space.
They spent a shitload of money on this space Roomba, Travis, because they said, what we're going to do, we're going to make this thing. It's going to go around. It's going to pick up the space garbage and then it's going to like toss it into the atmosphere where it'll burn up and then it'll go back up. And it'll find some more space garbage. It'll suck it up into its little belly.
I feel like maybe the timing of this, like when did Epstein die? Like a year, 2 years ago? They finally just start using his money and all of his Swiss bank accounts. And they're like, hey, we can do something with space now.
So the Swiss, they were like, you know what? This guy is not coming back for this. We'll just keep it.
He's dead. This is ours now.
Is that how that works, Travis? Do you just get to keep it? It's finders keepers?
Yep. Government seizes it. It's not like the U.S. is going to go over there and say, hey, Switzerland, give us all this money in this dead guy's bank account.
How do they don't even know about it. Nobody knows about it. It's just ours now.
They can do. Yep, it's theirs.
Yeah. And now we're going to make a space Roomba. It's going to go around, pick up all your goddamn garbage. And you know what? You're not going to say anything about it because you're the one who made the garbage. So fuck you. Clean up your own shit so that we don't have to. We're going to use the Epstein money for it. It's not very big. It's kind of little. Well, I mean, little compared to like space.
Was it like the size of a Cadillac?
I forgot what they said it was the size of. They did say it was the size of something, Travis. And whatever the thing was that they said, it wasn't big.
Well, I mean, it's got to get like non-working satellites and whatnot, right?
No, it doesn't like pick up full satellites. It just picks up
just chunks,
little pieces.
Like, you're not sucking up a whole ham sandwich with your vacuum cleaner. Just the crumbs of the ham sandwich.
Yeah. I'm trying to find what it's the size of, Travis.
But it could.
Man, can you imagine if your vacuum sucked up ham sandwiches? That'd be so fun.
Like full sandwiches?
Full sandwiches. I'd make a sandwich, throw it on the floor just to suck it up.
Switzerland takes the lead cleaning up the mess. I'm going to find out what it's the size of, Travis. This is important.
Drain the swamp. Drain the swamp. That's a metaphor for cleaning up the mess.
The goal of deactivating a Vespa is to work.
Vespa? Did Vespa make this?
No. I don't know.
So we're not getting to the bottom of how small this is.
No, all these articles I'm finding are like when they started making it.
Hmm.
Drunk's falling asleep and nodding off and hitting his forehead on the microphone, Travis. I don't know what to do.
He's so tired.
He's a sleepy boy.
Yesterday is my cousin's 21st birthday.
Oh, were you out late?
Yeah, started right after I got off work at about 2:30.
That's the best time to go to the dentist, by the way.
And usually when I go to work early like that, I take a nap. I didn't take a nap yesterday. And then I got monkey poo.
That was so quick.
What's wrong, Travis?
Oh, Christ. I'll continue.
2:30, Travis.
Yeah, I know. It was just so quick that you popped it out. Very impressed.
Thanks. So you got off at 2:30 and you're tired? 2:30 in the afternoon, right?
Yesterday, yeah.
I was going to say, you're not getting off at 2:30 at night.
No.
Did you go directly to the tavern drunk?
You go to the tavern?
We went to Fast Eddie's Bonaire.
Oh, you get some of those peel and eat shrimp?
I did not.
Is that a tavern?
I didn't get any eats.
Travis, so the Fast Eddie's, it's in Alton, Illinois. It's right over the bridge. And these fuckers, like, it's just this big dump that they keep adding on to because...
It's not a dump.
People show up there and they're like, ooh, I want to drink overpriced beer. And the food is cheap, but like the beer is expensive.
Well, that's ass backwards.
Yeah.
Well, here's the deal. That's their shtick. They haven't changed their food prices since the 70s.
Yeah. So you can go over there and eat really good. But if you're going to drink some beer,
you're fucked.
But like, so they like buy streets.
And you can't take it out. You gotta eat it there.
To make more Fast Eddies because more people keep showing up.
And it's only 21 and up.
How can Fast Eddies be open?
Like you said, they bought the street, so they got the outside.
Oh, so you can go outside.
Yeah.
That's super smart, too, with not taking anything to go. That's very smart.
Yeah.
That is an old tavern tactic to get you to come in and get super cheap food and spend a bunch of money on booze.
So you can't take any to-goes. You got to be 21 and up. And their food is super cheap.
So is this your cousin's first time in Fast Eddie's then?
Yeah, because she just turned 21.
It's where all the degenerates congregate now, Travis.
And it's crazy because, you know...
It's where all the degenerates congregated before.
Fast Eddie's, I feel like the degenerates would congregate some place where the booze was cheaper.
Fast Eddie's is allowed to be open, but the fucking casino right across the street is not. Which doesn't make any sense to me.
Oh, man. Casinos were like the first thing to open in Wisconsin.
Fucking Illinois, man. Fucking Illinois.
That's why Michigan was able to lure so many people away by giving them like, what, 12? Was it like 12 grand to get people to move over the border into Michigan? I think they were giving people from one Michigan county.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, they said, hey, we know you guys probably hate Illinois because it's a bag of dicks. Terrible corrupt government, insane payroll tax, completely fucked. Come over here, we'll give you 12 grand to relocate. Maxed out the program within weeks, I think.
Oh, that's funny.
Travis, opportunistic folks could have made like a COVID Christmas song to do this year.
You don't think there's COVID Christmas songs out there? I guarantee you some of these fucking YouTubers probably made COVID Christmas songs.
But I think you got to come up with something evergreen that you can get it every year. Because then you got to make one goddamn song and then just bank on it every year.
You never have to do another thing in your life.
Right. And I mean,
you making All I Want for Christmas Is You, retire.
Yeah, so then you don't want to make a COVID Christmas song because then it's only good, well, I guess, hopefully.
Never date yourself unless you plan on putting out more material.
Yeah. See, that's the problem, Travis, is like we're too topical. We need to do evergreen stuff like what's the best Ninja Turtle? That way, I mean, like for the most part, Travis, we could put this episode out whenever we want.
I feel like that's a good idea and we should... Make it a rule to not talk about anything current.
Never talk about anything current.
Nothing current.
We're changing the format of the show, Drunk. We're going to be a history podcast.
Did you say the 500 episode? Is
Thucker and Thuckatash.
Thinking about Mike Tyson earlier. When's the 500 episode?
March? Week of March.
Okay, so here's my idea for our 500th episode spectacular. We quit.
is that the move, Trav?
I thought that was going to be 1,000.
And then we reboot. It's the WFOD reboot. We start from 1, and we never talk about anything current. Anything that happened to us current, anything that happened in the world current, it's all generalities.
But then we can't talk about
broad strokes.
Like ferrets dying and whatnot.
Broad strokes. We'll talk about how ferrets died, 10 years ago.
It's a history podcast, Drunk. Yeah. We're going to do
history. It's one of my favorite
podcast on
the History Channel all the time, even though that doesn't have anything to do with history.
George Washington.
Mm-hmm. How remember when he chopped down that tree?
Yeah, he had wood teeth, Travis.
Yeah, a dirty fuck.
If you watch history nowadays, it's, going to Oak Island and watching Ancient Aliens and whatnot.
Why you got to watch PBS.
Is it possible? And if so?
Aliens?
If so, what?
Travis,
that's their like catch line.
Do you fucks is with aliens, possible? Travis?
Oh, I fucks with them aliens.
He shows me his fur snake.
Welcome to Earth, motherfucker.
Drunk, let me ask you a question.
No.
What do you mean no?
I don't have a pick of the week this week, I'm sorry.
You don't have one?
No.
Travis. He has to have a pick of the week.
Yeah, you got to come up with something.
Maybe don't come to him first.
Pick of the week, the potential $1,200 we're going to get soon.
Oh, are we going to get money again?
Mitch McConnell said that he's not letting Congress go home for Christmas until it passes. So
yeah, but I thought that they took the stimulus checks out of this. I thought they said that they were going to take the stimulus checks out of the stimulus bill and put in unemployment benefits.
I don't need a stimulus check.
I want one. I want to buy a PS5 for no reason. I need.
Oh, dude, you can give me all the money you want. Fuck yeah.
I'm all for free money.
I'll just pay off my credit card.
Hell yeah, baby. I got a house I need to pay off so I can get the fuck out of it.
Hey, the market's high right now. Fucking do it.
But then you get out, but then you have to buy another one, right?
No, yeah, I want one so I can get a bigger comic book room and a bar. No,
you rent until the market tanks again.
Travis, you rent just for a little bit?
Until the market tanks. And then
you wait till the market tanks and then you fucking buy hot property.
You get a $1 million house for like $700,000.
It's like playing the fucking lottery or like playing the stock market.
You ride the wave.
Yep.
So
buy low, sell high.
Trevi, we're like a real estate advice podcast now. We gotta talk about this because maybe at 500 we gotta take it in a whole new direction.
We talk about rebrand.
I fucks with stocks, baby.
Dude,
Trevi, he fucks with them. Drunk.
What did you get in on that new
Airbnb or fucking DoorDash? No.
No, the one that the. Made the new vaccine that came out today.
Oh, Moderna?
Yeah, my boss got in that like 3 weeks ago, and he's fucking rolling now.
I was going to buy into some pharmaceutical stocks when they were talking about vaccines, but I always am like a little bit like leery about pharmaceutical stocks, especially because they said there was multiple companies working on a vaccine, and I was like, who the fuck's going to have it out first? Yeah,
I think he bought into all of them, but...
That's smart. I'm waiting for my kids, like tweens, like my kids are into this Roblox game. It annoys the shit out of me, but they just filed to go public, and I've been waiting and waiting and waiting because the evaluation is like crazy, and I'm like, I'm going to put so much money into this stupid thing. And then after they saw how big DoorDash and Airbnb just launched, like they went up like I don't know how many 100% immediately, yeah. Roblox decided to pull it until 2021 so they could like make more money and piss me off. Like I've been looking online every day to see if it was public yet.
I bought a bunch of stuff a long time ago and I kind of forgot about it. I haven't looked in a while, Travis.
Roku stock is up to like $330. They're talking about how it could go up to like $600 by the end of 2021. And I sold my fucking Roku stock at like $140. So I'm probably not the most trusted source for this shit, but I do follow it.
You're not patient enough.
Oh, hey, it's gone up $82 this month. That's pretty good, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And yeah, I'm not patient enough. Mostly it was because we needed to side our house and put gutters on and do all sorts of shit. So I cashed out to pay for that with cash. So I don't regret it, but goddamn.
No, totally. Yeah.
I bought that shit at $30 a pop and sold it at like $130, $140. Well, so
you know, you gotta take care of business.
You're in good hands with Allstate. Travis, you got pick of the week, Travis?
Travis's pick of the week this week is Murder on Middle Beach. It's a 4-episode limited docuseries on HBO. Just finished up, I think, last week or the week before.
Travis, I've never heard of this.
It is an amazing... apparently, this was a national case where this gal was murdered on her property. No, it's the Middle Beach, I think, was the name of... I think it was either the name of, like, the road or the name of, like, the development. I don't know. It was just, like, her house. So it was not on a beach. But her son actually started making a documentary for college, and it translated into a longer, more epic kind of sprawling documentary that went from her murder in 2010, just released this year, so 10 years in the making. Fascinating look into family dynamics. And I will spoil it. It does not have a payoff. So it's a wonderful watch. It's very exciting. I do not want you going into this show thinking that you're going to find out who did it, because you will not. And I want to warn you of that, because at the last episode, my wife and I, as we were watching, were going back and forth saying, oh, they're going to tell us who did it. I don't think they're going to tell us who did it. They're going to tell us who did it. They don't. So, they don't. I'll just spoil that for you. But it is fascinating and a really suspenseful, wonderful watch.
I finally caught that The Cabin this week. It was pretty good.
The Cabin? Bert
Kreischer?
Yeah.
Yeah, very good.
I liked the one where Miss Pat tells Kaley Cuoco that the Big Bang Theory sucks.
Yeah.
I watched a couple episodes of, she has a new show, Kaley Cuoco has a new show where she's flight attendant, and she may or may not have murdered somebody. I don't know, Travis.
I mean, yeah, that's at Apple Plus, right?
No, I think it's on HBO.
HBO Max.
We watched a couple of them, Travis, and I mean, it's...
I was about to say, I know it's on a channel that I don't have.
Like, at this point, Travis, I would say that it's probably either going to be good or fucking stupid. It's going to be one of those.
Yeah, not just okay. It's going to suck, or it's going to be really good.
Yeah, yeah. Because, like, they either know where they're going or they don't.
Oh, yeah, didn't they release another couple trailers for the new Game of Thrones, too?
I don't know anything about that.
That should be coming out here.
Travis, pick of the week.
Soon.
There is a sketch comedy program on Netflix. It is called Auntie Donna's Big Ol' House of Fun. Have you heard of this?
Yeah, I have. I watched the trailer.
They're Australian gentlemen. They're weird, and you should watch it because it's a good time. There's cameos in it. You should watch it.
I think old Andrew Sandberg produced that show. So that's probably how they got all those great cameos.
Yeah, but it grabs you right from the start. It's absurd. It's goofy.
So is it like I Think You Should Leave?
Yes.
I love it.
It's silly. It's a good time, Travis. So Auntie Donna's Big Old House of Fun is my pick of the week.
Wonderful.
Well, what do you think, Drunk? We did it?
I think so.
We did it. Drunk's going to fall asleep. Travis, we got to get him home before...
Let's have a Silly Billy episode next time. You think?
Silly Billy, you think?
Let's get Silly Billy. All
right. What does that
mean? What do you think, Drunk? You going to get slap happy?
Yeah.
What does Silly Billy mean, Travis?
You know, and just slap happy.
I think we're going to have a game show come back next week, right?
Game show, you think?
Let's get a game show in.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Let's sing some songs.
Travis, we're going to sing some songs next week. Travis, we're going to do some caroling. Are you guys doing Shotsmas? Is that on the schedule?
Yeah, Friday.
Yeah, doing Shotsmas on Friday.
Well, have fun with that. I will be cheering you on from the sidelines.
Thank you so much.
Usually they're going to record something while we're doing it and then put it out after.
Getting drunk, I'm a lazy man. I talk about doing things and I'm probably not going to do it.
Okay.
Travis, next week, Silly Billy, for sure.
Silly Billy next week.
We're going to get fucking silly.
Hell yeah, baby. If you listeners have any ideas to get silly, we're open to them. Call in, be silly with us.
Oh, God damn it, we're going to be so silly.
You fucking shitburgers.
Merry Christmas.
Titillated by the titties.
Won't some sweet mama come take a chance with me? Cause I ain't so bad. Then.
Fuck me, Zach Morris. How do you know about
that? Surprise, motherfucker.
Why fuck our dad?
And the questions around that. Why is that beneficial?
I want to say, like, you may ask, why fuck our dad? But I say, why not fuck our dad?
Right? And we can do little interstitials where we're talking about, or we're talking to our therapist. And then she said, you know, what's going on? He said, why fuck our dad?
I ain't got nobody. Oh, and there's nobody kiss for me. This.
Thank you for listening to this installment of WFOD. Join us live every Tuesday night at 9, 8 central on strangelabel.com. And be sure to check out all the other great shows that station offers. You can download past episodes of our lengthy catalog or enjoy other premium content on our website found at WFODshow.com. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram at WFODix. You can also follow Matt at The Lotus Cast, Travis at Produce Travis, or Drunk at DrunkardSTL on the Twitters. You can email any of us, Mike, Travis, Matt, or Drunk at WFODshow.com. You can give us a call when we're live or when we're not. The number there is 636-487-HAND. Special thanks, as always, to our Patreon sponsors, Brian Kranz and Liquid Lozenge. If you'd like to be a Patreon sponsor, it's patreon.com/WFODix. We'll be back next week. Thanks again. Goodbye.
I ain't got nobody. Nobody that kiss for me. There's nobody that kiss for me.
I'm so sad and lonely.
Oh, lonely, oh, lonely, lonely, lonely. Won't some sweet mama come and rescue me? Cause I ain't so bad. And I sing up.
I want you to know it's over. Bye.
Fuck me, Zach Morris.